Scientists had been looking for the crabs for years, and to their relief, so far they had come up empty. Then came a troubling find on the beaches of Annette Island, three shells from a European green crab.
Well, everybody was pretty much shocked, I guess, is the best word.
Dustin Winter, the director of Metlakatla Indian Community's Fish and Wildlife Department, says the mid-July find is the first evidence of the invasive species' presence in Alaska. The tribe has been working with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to monitor the seas and shores for signs of the crab. The crustaceans are 2 to 4 inches wide with spines on their head. Metlakatla biologists started setting traps in 2020 after a shell fragment was found in Haida Gwaii. That's an island chain off the coast of northern British Columbia.
Started out kind of small, but it's turned into quite the project now. We have 3, sometimes 4 people working every other week, setting pots and pulling pots and recording what kind of crabs they're catching.
Winter says that as of July 22nd, they still haven't located a live specimen, but NOAA Fisheries biologist Linda Shaw says the discovery means it's time to take action.
I think that it definitely is a reason for concern, but not any kind of panic. I think that it's a wake-up call that they are moving our way. They are, you know, detected here now, so we need to take it seriously, but we are not in the situation yet that Washington State is.
In Washington, Governor Jay Inslee declared an emergency over the state's green crab infestation in January. The state has spent millions fighting the spread of the species. Last year, the Lummi Nation near Bellingham reported capturing 70,000 during a 5-month span.
In the past year, their populations have exploded in Washington State and Oregon.
Scientists say the crustaceans are a threat to ecosystems and commercial fisheries. They uproot eelgrass beds in search of food, which serve as habitat for herring and salmon. Shaw says they're also a threat to fellow shellfish.
They compete with juvenile Dungeness crab. They are shellfish predators, so things like clams they would directly eat. And then there's also anecdotal information from British Columbia that they predate on juvenile salmon.
Invasive European green crabs have been found in U.S. waters since the 19th century. Scientists say their microscopic larvae likely hitched a ride in the ballast tanks of ships crossing the Atlantic, and they've hurt native species. The crabs are blamed for the decline of the soft-shell clam fishery in Maine. They were first found on the West Coast in 1989 in San Francisco Bay and have been spreading north and south ever since. Shaw says the crabs tend to spread with El Nino. That's the weather pattern characterized by higher than normal sea surface temperatures in the central and eastern Pacific. She says warming ocean temperatures associated with climate change also play a role.
Warmer temperatures would allow greater survival and reproductive time frames, right? So if it's warmer, they have more chance to reproduce and they have better growth and they have a longer season.
So what can be done to prevent them from spreading further north? Shaw says for now, trapping the crabs is thought to be the most effective approach.
So, you know, enclosed bays and areas are places where we might be able to do intensive trapping to, if not eradicate, at least control them, especially in areas where you have resources at risk that are important.
It's also important to know where the crabs are, so scientists are asking the public to keep an eye out for them. Though they're called green crabs, they're found in a variety of colors. Shaw says they're most identifiable by the spines on either side of their eyes.
We like to say find the 5 spines. So green crab have 5 spines on either side, right and left of their eyes, and then 3 bumps in the middle. And those are the only crabs in Alaska right now with those characteristics.
Officials are asking people who find green crabs in Metlakatla to bring them to the Department of Fish and Wildlife Office. Sightings can also be reported in Metlakatla and elsewhere to the Alaska Invasive Species Hotline. That's 1-877-INVASIVE. With additional reporting from KRBD's Reagan Miller, reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.